Sales Magic is the podcast hosted by Jackie Lyles, a champion connector, elite corporate trainer, and best-selling author. Using her proprietary approach, Jackie shares proven techniques to help you navigate deep change, increase your sales, and transform your sales results. Jackie learned how to keep recreating herself and will show you how to tap into your own magic, your own unique power to innovate. Enjoy this episode.
Hi, everyone. This is Jackie with Sales Magic. We're here today with Lorae Kwai. She's a former FBI special agent. She's recognized for resiliency and personal leadership as an expert in that field. Lorae Kwai never let herself fall victim to the I can't mindset. Over the course of her distinguished career for 24 years in the FBI, she encountered obstacles that required her to confront deeply rooted fears, posed questions of authenticity and identity, and challenged her to better understand her purpose in life while persuading foreign spies to do the same. Lorae went on to literally write the book on mental toughness, Secrets of a Strong Mind. She's the founder and director of the Mental Toughness Center. Her mental toughness assessment has been taken by 50,000 professionals. She has created Secrets of a Strong Mind online, an on-demand, bite-sized learning program that offers 16 CEUs and is an evidence-based course grounded in scientific research in neuroscience and psychology to help professionals develop the mental toughness to succeed. Lorae, welcome.
It's so nice to be here with you, Jackie. Thanks for inviting me.
Oh, thank you. Wow, Lorae, what an amazing experience to just hear that out loud. So I bet I've missed a few things. So who is Lorae Kwai?
Oh, that's such a good question, Jackie. Lorae Kwai has taken a lifetime to evolve to get to this point. But, you know, I think that's true of all of us. I was born and raised on a remote cattle ranch in Wyoming, and I like to joke that fast food for us was hitting a deer at about 60 miles an hour. It was a tough place to grow up, and my grandmother had ammo on her Christmas list, and that is what I got her. But it prepared me for a life in the FBI, and I think that the FBI liked that I wasn't spoiled and entitled. You know, I'd grown up a little scruffy on the tough side, and they liked that scrappiness. So at the age of 25, I went into the FBI and stayed there for almost 25 years. I worked primarily counterintelligence and espionage cases for most of that time.
Wow, Lorae, I had quite a few people on my Christmas list in my hometown that had ammo on that list. I know exactly what that crowd's like.
Yeah, it's a tough crowd, or it can be.
It is. It can be. But you learn scruffiness. You learn how to be resilient, for sure.
Absolutely.
So, Lorae, we have some rapid-fire questions to get started in our podcast. So here we go. I'm going to say two words, and you pick the word that best describes you. So are you ready?
I am. I'm curious.
Okay. Morning or evening?
Morning.
Outdoors or indoors?
I'm primarily an outdoors person, but I'm equivocating a bit on that because I'm starting to appreciate the value of chill and just a book by the beach. So I'm a little of both.
Adventure or chill?
Oh, adventure.
Truck or car?
Truck.
I understand. So talk or listen?
I tend to want to talk because that's what everybody wants to do, get out their opinions. But I am valuing the skill set of just listening. So I'm going to say listen.
Those are true. I mean, you and I have worked together and I have seen these to be exactly right on. So you know yourself, and that's one of your big gifts.
Thank you.
Sales Magic is pleased to offer Women's Energy Network members special pricing for a full access pass or individual course modules for Secrets of a Strong Mind. Please refer to the link in this episode's description to learn more.
So what is the biggest challenge you're facing right now?
Well, I think it's just getting people's attention. I wrote my book, Secrets of a Strong Mind, and then created a training course by the same name. And it's really just getting people to understand what a strong mind is, what mental toughness is. And I think a lot of people feel that it's, you know, just bulldozing your way through obstacles or maybe knocking people out of your way. And that might work in football, but not in business and life. So mental toughness is believing you will prevail in your circumstances rather than believing your circumstances will change. So this is the thing. You change your mindset, you change your behavior, you change the outcome. And that is really the secret of a strong mind. So getting people to do the hard work and becoming more self-aware so that they can they recognize the triggers that can produce either undesired or, you know, unproductive reactions in yourself. But mentally tough people know how to respond rather than just react, so they can land on their feet when confronted with obstacles. And, you know, we all need a strong mind during this time of economic upheaval and political divisiveness.
That is so true, Ray. I found that to be very true. And, you know, I've read your book and I've heard your stories and gone through the program. And you're exactly right. I mean, we all are facing a lot of challenges right now. And we do need a strong mind just to get through each day.
We really do, more than ever.
Yes. And what is the one sales experience you have had that you can say is magic?
That's a great question. I hadn't really thought of it like that before. Off the top of my head, I'm going to say, you know, I'm working with a great group of women from the Women's Energy Network, also called WEN. And I was talking to them about my upcoming keynote. And part of the magic that was being able to meet with WEN leadership and explain the why behind Secrets of a Strong Mind, both the book and the course. You know, anybody can stand up and spout off, but all of my work is based in neuroscience and psychology. So when they asked how did I get so interested in the science behind our behavior, I had to go back to my FBI days. My job was to recruit foreign spies to work for the U.S. government, and I did quite a bit of undercover work. But the first thing the FBI did was send me back to the behavioral science unit in at the academy in Quantico, Virginia for a week. You know, and I thought I'd learn all the cool ways to do all this undercover work, you know, like they show in the movies and TV, how to do a scissor kick in high heels and chase down a criminal three times my size and wrestle him to the ground, right? That secret door, that's what I was looking for, that secret door to open, to show me all these secrets. Instead, I was really quite surprised that almost all of my training focused on self-awareness. You know, the ability to understand who I am. And that is so important to all of us at all times, but particularly for me working undercover. You know, often I'd be confronted with something bigger and uglier and meaner than myself. And I needed to know how to respond to those situations and not simply react. I needed to respond with logic and reason and not let my emotions hijack my thinking. And by this time, I knew myself well enough that I could pinpoint the triggers that would send me in another direction, in a direction I didn't want to go. And that is huge. I mean, whether you're working undercover against terrorists or negotiating with an ex-spouse or in the middle of an important sales meeting, it's really important. So self-awareness was really kind of new to me at that point. I was young, as a young agent. Everything I was taught was based on psychology. And then after I retired and wrote the book and put together the Secrets of the Strong Mind online training course, I added neuroscience because I wanted to learn more about how the brain works when it's working for us and when it's working against us. So I used this when writing my book and producing my online course. And that was the why behind the question the when folks asked me. It was a magic sales experience because I could share that why with them and they got it. That was awesome.
Wow. And you know, that is so true, that when you're in the middle of that experience, you need to really know yourself and what triggers could change the direction, because things happen with a moment's notice. I mean, you've just got to be able to be open and aware. So you're exactly right.
And there's tips. I mean, in my book and the course is full of tips based in neuroscience on ways that we can get ahead of this emotional reaction and respond with a more thinking and logical part of our brain.
Wow. So what is the secret to your sales magic, Lorraine?
Well, for me, it's pretty simple. It's authenticity. The understanding of who I am and being comfortable in my own skin, to be truthful. And ironically, I learned a huge lesson in authenticity while I was working undercover. A male agent from another squad was working undercover against a group of extortionists, drug dealers, and kidnappers. And he needed an arm charm, you know, a girlfriend he could take along to a barbecue. These were the kind of people, criminals, we needed to get off the streets, right? So I said, yes. I was so excited. It was my first undercover assignment. So I left my gun behind and left my credentials behind as well and took a false ID right out of the academy. I didn't know what to expect, but I knew this would be great. All was well until I went back inside to get sunscreen out of my handbag. And it just so happened that I caught two of the women from this group going through my handbag. You know, I tried to pretend nothing was wrong, but my mind was just spinning. It didn't look like they were stealing anything. But, you know, it didn't really get scary until three guys followed me into the room and then closed the door behind them. And then they started asking me questions like, who was I? Why was I there? Who was this jerk I came with? The agent tried to fit in with this crowd, and he tried to be, you know, to match all that, you know, testosterone and that macho, and you know, that macho-ness. And they spotted him as a phony right from the start. I didn't know that at the time, but, you know, looking back, I can see that. And they wanted to know who he was because they didn't know whether he was law enforcement or maybe a rival gang. I mean, they didn't know. They all I knew is they didn't trust him. And these were people who got rid of their problems. They didn't just, you know, move them outside the door. They got rid of them. So I didn't want to be a problem they got rid of, right? So my only goal was to get out of that room unharmed and unhurt. So I just told them everything about myself. I told them, you know, about growing up on this cattle ranch in Wyoming, and how I wanted to explore the rest of the world while I still could. And I was honest about everything except my true name and the fact that I was an FBI agent. But I was being authentic about the things that really mattered, about who I was. And then one of the women chimed in and she said, you know, I know I'm from Kansas. I know what you mean. We bonded in that moment. And I knew the situation had been diffused because she's the one who walked over to the door and opened it and signaled that we all needed to leave. So, you know, I couldn't have done. And later, I just have to say, we got word about a week later that they had put a hit out on the undercover agent, and he was immediately transferred to another city. But, you know, I couldn't have done it. I couldn't have got out of that room, I don't think, if I hadn't been real with these people. You know, I didn't try to be somebody I wasn't. And I have to say, the only time I ever ran into trouble working undercover was when I tried to be somebody than who I really am. So you can slap on any badge or any title that you want, but you'll never be able to reach people unless you're real and authentic.
Wow, Lorraine, that's such good advice. And your story, that was such a compelling story. I mean, your program is just chock full of that. That's your life. Those are your stories. You know, no one else can tell them.
No, they can't. But I bet you all of your listeners have been in situations where it was an crap moment. And, you struggle on how to move forward. And, in this case, it was just being who I really am. And that's what reached people. That's what reached that one woman. And that's really all I needed at that point. was just that one person to let me out.
It's amazing. And that's so true in sales. There's just one key person that can make the difference. They literally open the door for you.
Yes.
Yeah. And so what is your growing edge? This is our last question, Lorray.
All right. My growing edge. Well, I guess I would have to say that, you know, one thing I learned working as an FBI agent, where I met a lot of really high-level executives, and later as a coach with people in at all levels of leadership, is that no matter where you are in your career, there comes a point somewhere in that trajectory where you're not sure of the next step. Now, it's an irritating and recurring thing called lack of confidence. And it hits us all. And it doesn't matter the level of our experience. We're not sure we can really perform in the position into which we've just been placed. And nobody wants to be promoted to the point of incompetence. I mean, that's the Peter principle, right? We do well. People notice us. We get promoted. But too many times, people are promoted into positions in which they are basically incompetent. Or they face a steep learning curve where they need to admit to themselves that they're in over their heads and then find ways to make it work. I mean, that's the mark of a true leader and somebody who's successful. You are in over your head to some degree, but you know it. You acknowledge it. You don't try to fake it. And you learn a new skill set to get you where you need to stay or even above that. So remember, mental toughness is believing you will prevail in your circumstances rather than believing your circumstances will change. You've been promoted. Great. But we so often lean into our old habits and skill sets because they worked in the past. We want to hold on to what's comfortable. And that's kind of where I am right now. I know what is tried and true, but I need to let go of some of that. You know, I need to create a new toolbox. And so for myself, one of the best ways, and what I recommend to the people I know and in my book and in my course, is create confidence in yourself. One of the best ways is just to have a Petri dish at hand. And this Petri dish is full of new things that, you know, maybe you've never done before. Maybe you'll fail. Maybe you won't. But the real lesson of a Petri dish is to observe how you will deal with those failures and how you deal with your successes. Because the way in which you handle failure determines how you will handle success. It's all about your mindset. Again, that is the secret of a strong mind. So Petri dishes are safe places to learn more about yourself, to test your limits, and come to a better understanding of how you tackle the sticky things in life. If you fail, it won't be a catastrophe, but it's an opportunity to catch yourself in the act. You can observe, wow, I had a little tantrum there, didn't I? I stomped my foot. But the thing is, it's a safe place to explore all of those responses and reactions. So that's my growing edge right now, creating a new toolbox for the new opportunities before me.
Wow. Thank you, Lorray. I know all of our listeners could do that because right now we've got to grow. We've got to change.
Yeah.
Because the whole world is changing. And so building that confidence is just critical in sales. So we need it every day.
We do.
Thank you, Lorray. This has been an incredible experience. And just to remind our listeners, Lorray is going to be with the Women's Energy Network. It's going to be at High Noon, their global event. And to register for that, you can, if you're members of the Women's Energy Network, you can just go to the WIN website and register. And if you're not, you can come as a non-member. There is a fee for it, but you can register on the Women's Energy Network. It's a global luncheon event. It's going to be at noon Eastern time on the 26th of October. And Lorray is also going to be at the Women's Energy Network with me. We're going to be doing a collaboration with Dr. Lori McDowell, and we're going to be doing a power hour with WIN on sales, confidence, personal leadership, and resilience. And we hope that you'll join us. That starts at 6 o'clock on Thursday evening, the 27th. And you can register for that. And that's open to all members and non-members. So you don't have to be a member of the Women's Energy Network to go to that. So we're hopeful, and this is going to be fun for our listeners to be able to also get another experience with you, Lorraine, on those two opportunities. They can also buy your book, Secrets of the Strong Mind, on Amazon. And you have another book too, Lorraine, don't you, on for women leaders?
I do. It's called Mental Toughness for Women Leaders. And it's broken down into 52 tips for, you know, each week. And again, all based on social psychology and neuroscience, but just tips on how to handle stress, resilience, emotions, all those pesky things that can get in the way of us doing what we want to do.
Thank you, Lorraine. And the Secrets of a Strong Mind online is available at secretsofastrongmind.com. And I'd encourage you to go and take a free lesson or even take the mental toughness assessment. Both those are free. So thank you, Lorraine, for giving the gift of time to us today and to spending time with our listeners. Thank you,
Jackie. It's been a delight.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Sales Magic. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss an episode. Learn more about the Business Champion Program at businesschampionsales.com and across social media platforms.